2 Corinthians chapter 10. Those that are listening on the podcast later, I apologize, the live stream stopped, but I'll get this on there tomorrow so you can listen to it. 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 says, "Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Lest such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we are reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, for not as he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. So we'll pray, and then we'll look at this thought tonight out of verse number 15 about when your faith is increased. Let's pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. I pray it help our minds collectively, that we'd be able to focus and be attentive to the truth tonight. God, my mouth and my mind, that it would make sense, that you would speak through me. The Spirit might lead my thoughts and my words. It might not be confusing or misleading, but God, we might just add one truth upon another, just another installment in our lives to take with us, to study at home, to apply to our lives, to be more like Christ. Help us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you may be seated. We've been talking in chapter 10, starting out a few weeks ago, about our walk and our warfare, and how if we're going to win victoriously, we've got to war the right way, which requires the right weapons. But we said that all starts with walking the right way. Like David as a young man with the bear and the lions and others, he just lived walking consistently with God. And when it was time to do war, it was just the same steps, but quicker and on a larger scale. And how if we can't learn to walk properly day to day, we'll never war properly, we'll never win. Last week, we kind of took a little bit of a different turn in Corinthians. We'd all been talking about the renewing of our minds. And how that comes by focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ, abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ, adopting the mindset of the Lord Jesus Christ. The renewing of our mind is that mindset before it was tainted by sin. The only way to do that is to adopt the mindset of Christ, Philippians chapter 2. The only way to do that, we said, renewal is preceded by revealing. That we must enter light. Jesus Christ is light, the light of the Word of God, and allow it to reveal us to us. In light of the Lord Jesus Christ, His standard, revealing our sin, revealing our successes that we're not proud of ourselves or glorying in our own strengths, reveal our sorrows. Is there sufferings along the way, traumas and tragedies of life that we haven't dealt with yet? And allowing God to reveal it to us. So when I get to verse 15 here about Paul saying, when your faith is increased, that's the introduction. It's what we need today is an increase of faith. We can say it this way. Fear is natural. Faith is supernatural. We have a lot of society living in the natural man. Living according to what your emotion tells you. Fear kicks in. That's natural. Faith is supernatural. Number one, faith enables us to walk in victory. 1 John 5 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So faith enables us to walk in victory. We talk about that walk. And when we walk in victory, our walking in victory enables us to war in victory. It's all leading up to faith tonight is the topic, that when I walk by faith, I'm victorious. When I war by faith, I'm victorious. And consistently walking and winning and warring in spiritual warfare and winning causes my faith, my confidence to grow, to increase. If you go to James chapter 1, I'm not saying my faith and confidence in myself that, hey, I've got this. But as I'm walking and warring, abiding in the light of Jesus Christ, the Word of God, this is Him in written form, my confidence, my faith in Him grows. James chapter number 1 is a reminder to believers that were scattered around to endure, to live through, to hold up under tests and trials, because that is what is going to increase your faith, your patience. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We're going to revisit James 1 in a moment. But as I'm walking in faith and warring in faith, I win in faith. It boosts my faith. It increases my faith and my confidence, because I'm no longer living a life of, like, say, this cowardice or concern, where I started out knowing that at best I'm a fraud. I'm not saying, you don't say we take stock. We let the Word of God reveal us. Am I who I say I am in Christ, or is that all surface? Am I having to live in fear of being found out that I'm not who I said I was? Am I living in fear that I know I'm going to face this major mountain? I'm going to face this battle. I've got this huge request, and I fear that I have no power with God. Faith versus fear. Faith reduces that concern, that having to live that cowardice lifestyle, spiritually speaking, and brings confidence. It increases our faith. So verse number 12 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, we looked at it quite a bit last week. For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. We said that's the temptation. As men, John chapter 3, get to light, they recoil from light because it's painful. It reveals them. They don't want to be revealed. It is uncomfortable for us. So the temptation is, let's settle for comparing ourselves to everybody else. Well, I'm not as bad as him, or I've had more successes than her, or I have been hurt by God more than them, so I'm justified in not doing this for God. And we begin to compare ourselves. So we're trying to learn to walk by faith, war by faith, win by faith, to boost that confidence, that when we stop comparing ourselves among ourselves and start comparing ourselves to the light, to the Word of God, it increases faith. You see, I'm struggling with my fear versus faith. What can help with that? I don't have a deep answer for it other than to say, get to the Bible. Romans 10 says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We increase our light, increase the Word of God, abiding with the Lord in His Word through the Spirit of God, and it increases our faith. Where we're maturing, we're growing in Christ, and I'm seeing more of who He is and more of who I am, not just being revealed for who I was without Him, but for who I am because I'm in Him. Ephesians 1, 2, and 3. As the Spirit of God reveals that truth. And that brings us to where we were. Then our thinking and our mindset has been renewed. That the victories are Christ. The victories are not based on me. It's not about trying harder, putting in more time, being more stubborn, having a strong will. The way to win is to surrender. That the victory is in Christ, as long as I'm abiding in Him and begin to learn that I can truly trust Him. You go to Luke chapter 17, it'll be the only other place we go, I believe, other than James 1. But Luke chapter 17, I'll look at it in just a moment. But as I'm abiding in Christ and learning more of Christ, finding out more about God, I learn I can trust Him. My faith is increased by what I discover. Our life is no longer just what do I know about God. It's that I can trust Him and have confidence in every area. Those areas we talked about last week, the sufferings, the sorrows, the successes, the sin, whatever it might be that is in your life that needs to be dealt with, that I am learning and abiding in Christ, I can trust Him with those things. That every thought, chapter 10 here says, every imagination, we could say every trauma, every hurt, I can trust it to His loving care. I can entrust it to the plans that He has for me, which is why I want to look at an example in Luke 17. But the temptation, if it's not to compare ourselves among ourselves, is also to, let's just build walls so high and so thick, nobody gets in, including the Balm of Gilead. Luke chapter number 17. Light is revealing, but this isn't the message tonight. Light is also healing when it's the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 17, the Lord Jesus here says, number one, then said He unto His disciples, it is impossible, but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. He's telling them these offenses are going to come. These accusations, these hurts, these setbacks. Verse number two, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he be cast into the sea. And he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Sounds like a tall order. Jesus says you're going to have hurt, setbacks, offenses, stumbling blocks, and if it's the same guy multiple times in a day, forgive him. And in verse 5, the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Yeah. Not judging them, I've been there. Yeah. Verse number 6, I don't think it's so much of an exhortation as I think it's a rebuke. As the Lord reveals, you don't need more faith. You need to operate in the faith you have. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. We would like to see that, but how relevant would that be to our Christian walk? Jesus said offenses are going to come, and offense is a stumbling block. We like to quote great piece of, they which love thy law, nothing shall offend thee. And say, oh, if you're offended, you don't love the Bible. That's not what offend means. Offend means you are a stumbling block. You have caused somebody to trip, or you have been offended. You have been tripped. Not that you don't get your feelings hurt, but that you have been tripped up. You have been stopped from accomplishing what God has for you to accomplish. What Jesus said is you need to learn to maneuver through and around and over whatever it would take by faith, the stumbling blocks, the offenses of life, without getting tripped up. And they said, Lord, increase our faith. But more faith wasn't the issue. Jesus explained to them, I believe you're not exercising the faith you have. Because in verse 6, if you even had the smallest grain of genuine faith, there'd be no duty, no test, and no trial. That would be too difficult. That we'd have that smallest grain of genuine faith that says, I will allow God to do whatever He needs to do in my life that He might receive glory. 2 Corinthians 10, 17 and 18. That if the light needs to reveal sin, I will allow Him to do that. I trust Him to reveal the presumptuous sinning and the secret faults that I may be more conformed to Him. If it is my sorrows, my sufferings, those traumas from my past, I trust Him with those things. Reveal them that I might root out the hurts, the bitterness, that I might not be tripped up and also defile others. I trust You with these things. Whatever You need to do in my life, Lord, that You might receive glory. So go back to James chapter number 1. I'm trying to tie this all together. Faith comes from a renewed mind, abiding in Christ. But that renewed mind comes from a revelation, the revealing of us in the light of God's Word. If faith comes from having a renewed mind, having the mindset of Christ, then that renewing comes from a revealing, but that revealing comes from the Word of God. You know these verses perhaps, James chapter 1, verse number 21. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He said, you're like that man that goes in, flips the light on, and looks in the mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And we heard, some of you were here for Pastor Christensen's message on that. I want to repreach that whole message where he ducked down and disappeared for 30 seconds and stood up and had peanut butter all over his face. And it kept people awake. But Jesus is teaching us something here, that the renewing of your mind increases faith, but you're renewed to the extent you allow Jesus to reveal you, but that comes through the Word of God. I flip the light on. I look in the mirror. And we always say in James 1 here, as if these are things that are sin in your life and you won't allow Jesus to cut that out of your life. It might be. But the mirror may look back at you. The light might be shining back on you to say you have some sorrows in your life you never healed from. You put a band-aid on it, you've ignored it, you've let it go, but you haven't dealt with these sorrows. It might be successes, pride in your life, Jesus will point out. It might be sin, that list we went through. And he said, don't just flip the light off and walk away. Let it reveal you and do something about it according to the Word of God. And all that was introduction. If I can take 5 minutes and go to verse number 15. Talking about the renewing of our mind happens by the revealing of ourselves, but that happens by being exposed to the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Because as our faith is increased, there is a direct correlation to my involvement and investment in the work of God. As fear increases, there's also a direct correlation to my reduction in my involvement or my investment in the work of God. Verse 15, he said, not boasting of things without our measure, that is of other men's labors, but having hope when your faith is increased, then we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly. That word enlarged means to increase in bulk, extended in dimension, expanded. That word can be used about our fear or our faith. But as we abide in Christ, we are revealed by the light of the Word of God, and we see more of Him and more of ourselves and who we are in Him. Our faith increases, pushing out more of the fear. Or we can get away from the light and away from the Word of God, and we begin to live by irrational fear, the spirit of fear, and faith is reduced, at least the faith in which we're operating. With the increase, the enlarging of our faith is a decrease of fear. You ever said, maybe you know there's a need in the church, or God's laid something upon your heart to do something for Him? You say, I could never do that. That's fear. Or God says, why don't you be generous with it? I could never give that. It's fear. Our involvement and our investment in the work of God is released from those chains of fear when we operate in faith. You say, oh, here we go about money again. No, it's not about money. It's about Jesus Christ getting all the glory. In chapter number 10, the end of the chapter, the verse number 17 says, but he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. It's all about whatever happens in my life, my involvement in the work of God, my investment in the work of God. It's not about me. It's about so glory can go back to God. And I'm trying to make sense of this and wrap this all up as best we can. But in verse number 13, here's the story. Paul said, we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. Verse number 14, he talks about, for we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, those we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you. Corinth is as far as he had gotten. The greatest glory that can ever go back to the Lord Jesus Christ is the gospel of Jesus spreading. The spread of the gospel brings glory to God like nothing else. And there's praise, there's worship, there's all these things that bring glory. But when the gospel, the story of Jesus Christ, begins to spread and lost men hear the gospel and are turned to Christ, glory goes back to God. And Paul said, so far, church, because of others operating in faith, the churches at Macedonia, the churches at Galatia, these other places, because they operated in faith, they involved themselves, first giving of themselves, chapter 8, first and then investing their money, because of their involvement and investment of faith, I've been able to come to you by faith. Mm-hmm. And now if your faith will be increased, we'll be enlarged and we can go to the next place and do the same thing again. Yes, and the gospel will continue to spread further and further and further. We won't take time today because I said I'd watch the clock and I'm 19 minutes in. Chapter 8, we'll get to maybe next week, the first five verses. chapter 9, the first 8 verses is what I'm talking about. Paul came to Corinth by faith as others supported him by faith. Chapter number 10, verse number 15, he's hoping and planning to go further still, following the same pattern. As Corinth increased their involvement and their investment in the work of God, God would enable Paul and others to take the gospel even further.
Yes, sir.
He said, what is this all about? To ask God, build my faith. God wants you to increase my faith. What would you have me to do? God, what would you have me to give? What involvement or investment in getting the gospel to spread do you want from me? In verse 17, we won't read it again, but again, not so we can boast, but so that more glory can go back to the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4 says, for all things are for your sakes. It's a good reference to keep in mind when you get close into that light and you're abiding in the light and things start getting revealed that are uncomfortable and are painful, that all things are for your sake. That the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God. That all these things that you're willing to maneuver through, you're willing to take this journey with Christ to be revealed by the Word of God, so you can be renewed by the Spirit of God. It is not just about my walk and my war, but I've got to learn to abide in Christ to get to know God for myself. What do I believe? Why do I believe it? I've got to taste and see that He is good for myself, because it increases my faith. But through that, many give up thanksgiving and redound glory back to God.
Yes, sir.
Our abiding in Christ results in our faith being increased. Where I don't just know about Christ, I've experienced Him. I've tested Him. I have seen firsthand His faithfulness. And my faith is increased as I discover more and more of His faithfulness. It's just a challenge. Let our minds be renewed by the revealing light of Christ as I learn of Him, and my faith is increased. And as my faith is increased, it is evidenced as my involvement and my investment is enlarged. It's not always financial. It's not about that. Paul went to more than one church, including Corinth, where he said, I won't take a penny from you because you're going to accuse me of being in it for the money. But saying, I can trust God with it all. That I can trust God to help me do what He wants me to do. Does God want me to be a soul winner? He wants us all to be a soul winner, be a witness. Does God want me to work in this ministry? Does God want me to teach a class? Does God want me, whatever it might be, speak a word of encouragement? Does God want me to be alert that someone walks an aisle and they do a business with God? I'd walk up and speak a word to Him, have a word of prayer. Does God want me to do this? Does God want me to give this? Does God want me to go here? Whatever it is, say, God, I trust You with it. Reveal it to me, renew me, that my faith can increase, so that we can also be enabled by Him to enlarge or help spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's stop.